Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
We begin with an accusation about the Supreme Court that the conservative Weekly Standard calls an obviously frivolous petition filed at the Justice Department by the partisan left-wing activist group Common Cause. Basically, Common Cause claims that because Justices Scalia and Thomas have attended events that were sponsored by conservative financier Charles Koch, who's a major funder of conservative causes and also spent a lot of money on the election campaign,
right,
including funding the Tea Party, because they attended these events, that therefore Scalia and Thomas should recuse themselves from any cases involving campaign finance reform.
Because those events took place before they had heard the Citizens United case. I think that's the crux of
the timing of the case and the timing of when they knew what are all part of this petition. But just in general, because you're a conservative and because you've benefited from a certain financier, does that require that you recuse yourself from cases that might benefit that financier? We wanted to know because the principle at stake here is something that Barack Obama has set out. He's very much opposed to that Citizens United case, the campaign finance reform case, which basically removed the stops from corporate contributions in American elections.
Because of the Supreme Court's decision earlier this year in the Citizens United case, big corporations, even foreign-controlled ones, are now allowed to spend unlimited amounts of money on American elections.
Which would include all kinds of events, either fundraisers or sort of, informational events that would have
rallies
as their attendees, big shots in Washington, like Supreme Court justices. You can't get bigger than that.
Right.
People would go to those kinds of dinners. Jeffrey Rosen, a law professor at George Washington University, joins us. Now, Jeffrey, my first question is, what is the doctrine or the set of principles outlining recusal of justices from any case before the court, let alone campaign finance?
It's extremely general, and it's up to the justices themselves to interpret. Basically, the standard is the justice able to be impartial, or are there circumstances that would question their ability to decide the case impartially? And the most famous application of it recently was the petition to have Justice Scalia recuse himself from a case involving Vice President Cheney because he was friends with Cheney, had gone duck hunting with him. And Scalia wrote a long memo reviewing the whole doctrine and saying friendship with a party is not grounds for disqualification unless there's some reason to believe that you couldn't be impartial, and here I'm perfectly capable of deciding the case impartially. So if that's the standard that's applied, since Scalia and Thomas weren't friends with the Koch brothers and they were less close to them than Scalia was to Cheney, you might say this petition doesn't have much chance of succeeding. But it's interesting because it at least does raise the question of whether justices are going to benefit from their relationship with corporations in the same way that politicians do. And in that sense, the petition is more useful in provoking a debate about these questions than actually being likely to succeed.
Well, explain to me, Jeffrey Rosen, the difference, the appearance of objectivity here. As a journalist, you would certainly never be able to attend a rally, as your choice, unless you were covering it. You couldn't attend a political retreat. You could lose your job because that ruins your appearance of objectivity. How is that different in the case of a judge or a justice?
Well, it's absolutely right. And it's interesting that in that sense, the justices are held to less of a rigorous standard than our journalists and other people.
Although let's remind ourselves that Keith Olbermann didn't get fired for contributing to political campaigns and similarly at Fox. Okay.
That's true, although journalists, Linda Greenhouse long ago was asked to stop being the Supreme Court correspondent of the New York Times temporarily I think she got a reprimand because she appeared at a pro-choice rally. And by that standard, you might say, why wouldn't justices be held to the same appearance of impropriety standard? But the truth is that it's up to them to police themselves. No one is able to impose these strictures on them.
I love it's a Scalia memo basically saying, no, shut up, never asking anything again about this. But really, there's two issues here. One is the political identity of a justice, which is actually fairly important to the reasons why they're selected at all, because this is a partisan process, the confirmation process for Supreme Court justices, versus the issue of money, that they actually might benefit from a decision that they make. How do you separate the two?
That is a very important distinction, and I think it's important to say there's really no plausible allegation, no one is making one, that this decision was corrupt and that the justices were going to get money because they decided in favor of corporations. And that fact that we don't think our justices are corrupt is what distinguishes the U.S. System from a lot of other courts. On the other hand, the appearance question is more troubling. And in that sense, this Common Cause petition also says because Justice Thomas's wife is a leading Tea Party activist and has an organization opposed to the Obama administration, Thomas should recuse as well. Now, by that standard, Thomas would have to basically resign from the court because almost all of the cases that he hears have these political implications. And that's why the appearance standard is hard to apply in a principled way.
Now, is part of that because we rely on the justices to be intellectually above the fray, that's part of the definition of the independence of the court, or is there just no way to write a law that'll do it?
You wouldn't want to write a law because it really would question the separation of powers, and it would be an assault on judicial independence. We have to trust the justices enough to be intellectually independent. On the other hand, now that all of these cases are so politically fraught, this is an age when the justices are much more visible than they used to be, and if justices are going to be appearing at Tea Party seminars, as Justice Scalia is going to do and give seminars about the Constitution in politically fraught context, then the kind of questions that you're raising, why shouldn't justices be held to the same standards as journalists, become all the more interesting.
So go back in history, Jeffrey Rosen. Maybe you're not the perfect person to ask, although I love talking to you, and I'll ask you anything. Is there a case of a Supreme Court justice down through history who was just a complete sleazeball, who basically just sort of, you know, pay for verdicts, pay for votes kind of thing?
You know, the pay for votes thing has not come up all that much. There was an allegation against Justice Samuel Chase, who was the first justice to be impeached, who would give these harangues from the bench on behalf of the Federalist Party. He would get drunk and basically denounce Republican defendants. But he was acquitted on the grounds that he may have been a drunk and a kind of partisan, but he wasn't abusing his office in any sense.
He was a bipartisan drunk?
Exactly. That's great. And William O. Douglas was accused of having taken money from foundations for his personal gain. And Gerald Ford tried to impeach him, but that didn't go very far. So the fact that we don't actually have justices being openly bribed, I guess, is a good thing in the history of the Supreme Court.
Yes. And on that positive note, we'll end this debate that Common Cause has sort of framed and begun. Jeffrey Rosen, law professor at George Washington University, talking about a petition by Common Cause to have Justices Scalia and Thomas recuse themselves in campaign finance cases because they've appeared at events funded by conservative financier Charles Koch.